As we enter Limon Harbor, we can see the loading cranes of Cristobal on our starboard side. Just on the other side of Cristobal, the city of Colon occupies a flat peninsula. When the canal opened in 1914, the town of Colon proclaimed itself crossroads of the world's commerce. Its streets were lined with the shops selling anything from silks, shawls, to local silver, with a mix of refreshments and entertainment, but that was in the olden days. The city is now a hub of commercial traffic and international trade, with less tourist-oriented shops and more buying in bulk. In the old days, Panama Pacific steamers would stop at Colon Piers southbound for inspections of passengers from Havana and New York. Northbound travelers would be stopped at Balboa on the Pacific side. Ahead on the horizon are the breakwaters that provide smooth anchorage within Limon Bay. To our port side, the west breakwater extends to Toro Point, 2 miles. It was built between 1910 and 1912 and contains 2,840,000 cubic yards of rock. The east breakwater on our starboard side is of later construction and is about a mile in length, with another entrance for ship traffic coming out of the docks at Colon. Prior to World War II, there was some concern about the canal being attacked, and Fort Sherman at the western tip of the bay was fortified with large naval guns, with matching batteries on the eastern side of the bay. Of course, the guns are long gone, replaced by condos and marinas. And this is where I have to leave you, wishing you fair skies and smooth seas.